Beer lovers from around the world are in Sonoma County this morning, lining up to taste and buy one of the most famous brews, the triple IPA known as Pliny the Younger. Joining us on the live line is co-owner of Russian River Brewing Company, Natalie Chalurzo. Good morning, Natalie.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good. So what's the scene like this morning there at the Santa Rosa Pub?
Well, let's see. Looks like Channel 5 has a microphone in Vinny's face. We've got some other media outlets down here. We got Lindsay and Donovan first in line. They got in line yesterday. And time is a secret, right? You don't want me to disclose this. No. We got a good crew this morning. The weather is actually really nice. It's really comfortable. It's a little warmer than it would normally be in February. And the line just goes right to about the corner of 4th and D. So probably about 100 people or so in line. So not too bad.
When are you seeing some of the same faces as last year?
Yeah, I see a lot of the same faces as every year. Yeah. A lot of regular customers down there. A lot of return younger fans who come year after year from all corners of the earth.
That's great. So can you describe the beer this year?
Yeah. So Pliny the Younger is a triple IPA. It's about 10.25% alcohol. This year's version is a triple dry hopped triple IPA, meaning that when it's in the fermentation phase, we add even more hops three times. And so there's approximately 7 pounds of hops per barrel. One barrel of beer being 31 gallons. The hops that we use this year for Pliny the Younger are Simcoe, Amarillo, Warrior, Elixir, Citra, and Nectaron. Nectaron is a newer to us New Zealand hop that we really enjoy using. We added it last year for the first time, and so we added even more this year. And you're going to get a lot of tropical fruit, stone fruit, citrus, specifically orange, mango, pineapple. It's got like a nice kind of pine resinous note that people who are familiar with Pliny the Elder would definitely get out of the beer. But it's incredibly balanced for as high alcohol and as hoppy as the beer is. And we're just super happy with the final product. We're releasing draft and bottles today at both breweries in celebration of our 20th annual release. We have a very special 3-bottle gift pack. Ever since we started bottling, we've offered guests can purchase up to 2 bottles. But this year, we have a special commemorative 3-bottle gift pack, and anybody who purchases 3 bottles gets comes with a really cool box. So yeah, so much to celebrate this year. Grateful the rain is holding off for us as well, at least for this morning.
Your description's making everybody thirsty. Now, how many beers can somebody buy? How many Plinies can they buy when they come?
Only
and drink
three.
On,
three bottles
on site. Only three.
Okay. Three draft youngers, so 3 10-ounce pours of Pliny the Younger. We have learned our lesson over the years.
Yes.
You need to count drinks. They have a 2.5-hour maximum time limit. So guests are welcome to, we figured out over the years that 2.5 hours is just about the right amount of time for somebody to get the full experience and really enjoy their time here. And then they can buy up to 3 bottles of Pliny the Younger. Of course, we have plenty of other great beers available on draft, including our 100% New Zealand IPA, Dr. Ron. We've got our 2023 sour peach beer. That was made with Dry Creek peaches.
Ooh, delish.
And we've got all kinds of really, really great beers out right now. So it's not just about Pliny the Younger. This is about Russian River and all the fun things that we really love to make and share with people who want to make the journey to one of our pubs for the next couple weeks.
Now, Natalie, you have a beer that's actually more rare than Pliny the Younger. It only comes out every 4 years. Tell us about Pliny for President.
Yeah, so Pliny for President, we actually did a bonus batch. Pliny for President is also on tap and available in cans right now. It is a 7% IPA, also triple dry hop, so super, super hoppy. Pliny has been running for president every 4 years, ever since we opened our brew pub 20 years ago. Blind Pig, of course, is his running mate. And I don't know, when it, I think maybe this is our year. We got a shot. So, yeah, we're having a great time out here, and I'm just super excited to see this fun turnout. And it's actually really comfortable out, so I'm
great.
Glad that we accidentally had to postpone the release in 2022 due to COVID, and it ended up being a happy accident. So here we are. We're going to permanently do the in-person release in March and April.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, you know, it's lighter later because time has already changed.
Sure, and, there's that too. Yeah.
And the weather's a little nicer, because if it was, you know, the first Friday in February, it would be 41 degrees out instead of, you know, 54 degrees out.
Exactly. Now, for those who might be trying to strategize in terms of the line length, is there a time in the next 2 weeks that might be better than others?
Yeah, actually, I think right now might actually be a good time.
Oh, wow.
I'm kind of surprised. Yep, I'm wondering if the forecast is keeping some people away, but I think that almost everybody in line right now is going to get close to getting in on the first wave. So this morning might actually be a good time. Line is longer in Windsor, just FYI, if anybody's listening. But we, you know, the pub is also can also hold almost twice as many people, so we do have the ability to turn tables faster up there. I always say midweek.
Right.
You know, Monday through Thursday evenings are always a great time. You know, if you live in Santa Rosa or Windsor, just drive by. And if it looks good and you don't have to be anywhere, I would just pop in. It is fun to be here in the early morning and enjoy the camaraderie of everybody in line. You know, 'cause people come from all over the world and or just down the street. And it's just fun. I just see people talking to each other, you know, never met before, and just really enjoying the camaraderie. We all come together for one purpose, and it is just to enjoy, you know, our love of craft beer and celebrate community. People have reunions every year. I met three guys. I met three guys last year who met in line 8 years before.
Oh, wow. That's fun. And then they meet every year together? That's great.
Every year. Yeah. And they were from three different states. and they do this one thing together. They have this little reunion every year, and they come and they wait in line for Pliny the Younger, and they enjoy time together. I think that's really, really fun.
We've that is special.
Relationship.
Yeah, that's great.
We've seen people meet, couples meet in line, and then they end up getting married. And, you know, it's great. We've had some really great, great fun stories over these past 20 years, and just a really fun sense of community. And just we're all really excited to be here and have it be the first day. So we're ready. We've been prepping for a long time.
Right on. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to call in. I know you guys are so busy. Tell Vinny I say hi, and we will see you sometime this next 2 weeks to have the Pliny the Younger. Thanks, Natalie.
Sounds great. Have a great day. Thank you.
That is Natalie Chilurzo. She is the co-owner of Russian River Brewing Company.